From executive producer Isaac Saul, this is Tangle.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to the Tangle Podcast, a place where you get views from across the political spectrum, some independent thinking, and a little bit of Isaac's take. I'm your host for today, John Lall, and today we are going to be talking about spring break, specifically our spring break. We're going to be taking a little bit of time off over the next week, and we'll be coming back to you next Tuesday, April 2nd. But until then, Isaac has written a letter that was printed in today's newsletter, and I'm just going to read that down for our podcast listeners. But before we get into all that, let's jump on over to our quick hits. First up, authorities in Baltimore said the six people who remain missing after yesterday's bridge collapse are presumed dead. Overnight, investigators boarded the ship and recovered its data recorder as they develop a timeline of events that led up to the crash. Number two, the Supreme Court appeared likely to side with the Food and Drug Administration against a group of doctors and medical associations challenging the FDA's approval of mifepristone, a commonly used abortion pill. Number three, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. named Nicole Shanahan as his running mate in his independent bid for president. Shanahan is a Bay Area lawyer and tech entrepreneur. Kennedy is currently polling at 9.9% in a three-way race with Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Number four, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton reached a deal to resolve securities fraud charges brought by state prosecutors in 2015. Paxton will be required to pay restitution, complete community service, and take legal classes as part of the deal. And number five, a UK court delayed WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's extradition to the US to stand trial on espionage charges. The ruling gives the U.S. prosecutors 3 weeks to offer assurances that Assange won't be subject to prejudice at trial. And now to our letter from Isaac. A few times a year, the Tangle team takes a little breather. Our view here at Tangle is that we are running a marathon and not a sprint. And in order to survive the madness that 2024 is bound to bring, plus keep this project going for years and decades to come, we need to pace ourselves. Across the space, a lot of media organizations are struggling to survive while a lot of independent creators are burning out and calling it quits. As a business, we've succeeded with a very specific format and business model, one that emphasizes open debate and subscriber support. As a team, we've survived doing this work with a very specific formula, one that emphasizes working hard while also observing federal holidays and taking a few calculated weeks off throughout the year. Spring break is one of those weeks. So as we head into Easter and Passover season, with Ramadan already here, and with many colleges and organizations observing spring break in various ways, we're giving the team a few days off. We'll be back in your inbox and on this podcast on Tuesday, April 2nd. When we come back, you'll notice something a little different. For the first 3 days we return, we will have our take instead of my take in the newsletter and on the podcast. And that's because I'll be traveling throughout the next week, and rather than drafting a daily my take, I will instead be working as part writer, part editor on a take our team will be writing as a group. We're excited to experiment with this iteration of our newsletter, but it's just that, an experiment. We'll be back to the normal my take the week following on April 8th. In the meantime, we also know some of you are receiving Tangle for the first time today, while others are new, or may want some content to consume while we're gone. To that end, we've pulled together some of our best stuff from the newsletter, the YouTube channel, and the podcast from the last few weeks. We also went back into the archive and resurfaced a few old articles for you to peruse. The links to those articles, YouTube episodes, and podcast episodes are in the episode description. Thank you, everybody, and if you want to show continued support for our work, you can go to readtangled.com and become a member. You could also spread the word. Think of 5 to 10 friends that could be interested in something like Tangle and share it with them if they don't already know about it. We're still going to be sharing content on our Instagram page, so feel free to check that out as well. And we also still have VIP tickets available for our New York City event on April 17th. Get them while you can, because they're going really fast. We've already sold out general admission, and we are super excited to be coming to you and bringing you this event. We'll talk to you again on Tuesday. Have a great week, everyone. Peace.
Our podcast is written by me, Isaac Saul, and edited and engineered by John Wall. The script is edited by our managing editor, Ari Weitzman, Will Kaback, Bailey Saul, and Sean Brady. The logo for our podcast was designed by Magdalena Bakova, who is also our social media manager. Music for the podcast was produced by Diet 75. And if you're looking for more from Tangle, please go to readtangle.com and check out our website.